This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he will not be on hand when Joe Biden takes the oath of office later this month. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Yesterday, the president finally conceded that his time in office is nearly up.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th.
But he won't be there when it happens. The president tweets he will not attend Biden's inauguration, which is fine with Joe Biden.
One of the few things he and I have ever agreed on.
The outgoing and incoming presidents have traditionally traveled to the Capitol together, underscoring America's peaceful transfer of power. The last incumbent to skip it, Andrew Johnson, another one-term president who was impeached in the House. More than 150 years later, Biden says it's a good thing this president won't attend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about preventing Donald Trump from initiating military actions or a nuclear strike. In a statement, Pelosi said that she had spoken with General Mark Milley to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The speaker said the situation of, quote, this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, unquote. The speaker is meeting with the House Democratic Caucus to consider impeachment proceedings against the president. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have called on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.18%. The S&P added more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ was up by 1.03%. Be sure to log on to our website, VOA.